Nevada makes the difference for Democrats. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Control of the Senate remains in Democratic hands.
Democratic incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto is projected to keep her seat in the Silver State, defeating Republican challenger and former state attorney general Adam Laxalt. This was an ultra-tight competition that took 4 days to decide. Over 75% of voters utilized early or absentee voting there.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The win in Nevada gives Democrats 50 Senate seats, and the party could expand on that if Senate Democrat Raphael Warnock claims victory in Georgia. He has to get past Republican Herschel Walker.
I'm ready to go into a runoff because this seat means more than just Herschel Walker. This seat means more than just anything that I've been doing. This seat is about the Georgia people.
Walker appearing on Fox's One Nation. Countering North Korea. That was President Biden's focus during a meeting with the leaders of Japan and South Korea. He spoke to reporters ahead of time from Cambodia.
Today, we'll discuss how we can strengthen our supply chains and economic resilience and how we can preserve peace and stability across the Taiwan Straits.
Tomorrow, from the sidelines of the G20 summit, the president will take part in a high-stakes sit-down with China's leader. Air Force One has arrived in Indonesia. Worst fears have been realized in Dallas. Six people are confirmed dead after two vintage military planes collided in midair during a show honoring Veterans Day. Witnesses say everyone was gasping and bursting into tears. They say the wreckage was pulverized. Deaths and injuries are being reported in Istanbul following an explosion in Turkey's largest city. The cause of the blast is unknown. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Leaving a gun in a bathroom has gotten a woman arrested and fired from her job at a Georgia school. Police in Oconee County say Quandra Johnson left her purse inside a restroom on Wednesday night. It was discovered the following morning by another staff member who turned it into the school office. Students had not yet arrived. Johnson is charged with carrying a weapon within a school safety zone. Police don't believe she intended to cause any harm. Staying in Georgia, Senate Republican Lindsey Graham is scheduled to testify there this week about efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election.
Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to side with Senator Lindsey Graham, and that means he will testify before the Fulton County grand jury. Senator Graham had argued he shouldn't have to testify, that the speech and debate clause applies to him because he was conducting work after the 2020 election that regards his legislative duties. The Supreme Court said he could still testify and not answer questions pertaining to those duties. The Fulton County District Attorney says Graham was calling Georgia's Secretary of State after the election to talk about reexamining ballots. The DA says he also questioned the election's outcome. Graham is expected to testify on the 17th. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Former President Trump won't be testifying this week before the January 6th committee. He's suing the committee to avoid compliance with a subpoena. He may not be testifying, but Mr. Trump will have something to say this week.
Former President Donald Trump will announce something, though he won't say what, other than many people will like it. He's called a press conference to take place Tuesday evening at the Mar-a-Lago Club, the posh Palm Beach club he owns and where he now resides. The speculation and bookmakers' bets are on his formally announcing he will seek the White House again in 2024.
Fox's Eben Brown in Broward County, Florida. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.